You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, tell somebody it's about time for your miracle. Things are getting ready to happen. Why? Because it's time for your miracle. We want to thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for another time that you allowed us to come to your cars and to your homes this morning. Amen. By the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Or you know you're tuning into the right station at the right time because it's time for your miracle. Thank God for you that's coming on Cypress audience. Praise our God today because why? You're tuning into your miracle. It's your miracle. Excuse me. It's time for your miracle that you gather around the radio. Gather around Cypress audience. Tag and share. Call and let somebody know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is on the air right now. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss what God has to say to you this morning in your ear gates. You don't want to miss, hallelujah, what God has to say to you on Cypress audience. Tag somebody again. And share this and let them know that the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, Titusville, Florida, is now on the air, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Good morning to all of you that's coming on Cypress audience. Praise our God and all of you that's, again, tuning into the radio broadcast. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that you allow us to come into your people ear gates, into the eye gates of your people, into their homes, God, into their cars. We thank you now, God, that you touched them on the other side of the dial, on the other side of Facebook right now, Father God. We thank you that you meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns you that don't concern them, Father. We thank you now, God. We thank you that your presence, God, is omnipresent with them right now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Listen, we want you to be in prayer for those that are going through bereavement hour. Praise our God. Bereavement time in their lives now. We want you to be in prayer because we know that God is able to see them through. God will take them through. Amen. We want you to be in prayer for the Lewis family. Amen. Hallelujah. In Titusville and Mims area, we want you to be in prayer for them. Praise God. In the passing of their brother, Mitchell Lewis. Amen. Hallelujah. Be in prayer for Sister D and Brother Pib. Come on, let's be in prayer for them that God will see them through this difficult time. Amen. Hallelujah. Their funeral home up there in Titusville. Everybody know D. Amen. And Pib. Amen. Hallelujah. Lewis Ray Marchereri. Let's be in prayer for them. Amen. And the family there that God will see them through. Amen. This difficult time and the passing of their brother. Also, let us continue to keep the Cooper family in prayer. Amen. Valerie Cooper and her siblings, her brothers, let's keep them in prayer. And Mother Hickman and Verdell, God bless you all. Aunt B, God bless you. Let's keep them in prayer that God will see them through this difficult time. Amen. That they're going through right now. Praise our God, because God can and he will. And Miss Gladys Faison, amen. And the passing of their brother, amen. That God will see them through this difficult time. We know God can and God will. You may know somebody that I don't know. Continue to pray for them that God will see them through. Amen. Amen. Listen, got a few little announcements I want to share with you all. Amen. Praise our God. Get ready. It's getting closer and closer. Get ready for the night of royalty. Amen. The night of royalty will be September the 16th. It's on a Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Great Outdoors in Titusville, Florida. You need to get your ticket. You need to stop what you're doing and call for your ticket. Amen. It's going to be something. We got them coming in. They're coming in from Chicago. They're coming in from Carolina. They're coming in from Georgia. Come on. They're coming in from West Palm Beach area. People are coming. They're flying in. Come on. Yes, flying in, driving in. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it again. It is the 16th. Praise our God. It's going to be real good. You say, well, I don't know anything about it. This is my first time hearing about it. Well, you still got time to purchase your ticket. You got time to purchase your ticket. Come on. Hallelujah. You could call me. Amen. And you could call me and I will get you to where you need to get your tickets. I have tickets. You could call me. And if you're not near me, you might be near somebody that has tickets. I can give you the information and you could call them and purchase your ticket. Listen, you don't want to miss this. Amen. Now, if you want to wait to get your ticket at the door, it's going to go up. Praise our God. So you can get your tickets right now. It's only $60. You can only get it children 35. And that's going to go up at the door if you wait to come to the door to get it. You don't want to miss this. We've got great things coming in. Oh, who's going to be with us? Who's going to be with us? All the way coming from Chicago, our speaker. He's going to be here with us. Some people is going to be with him. He's coming all the way in. None other than, hallelujah, Apostle Dr. Kendall. Hallelujah. He's going to be with us. Hallelujah. He's going to be with us. You don't want to miss it. Dr. Kenneth, you don't want to miss it. He's going to be with us. And he's going to be with us not only that Saturday, but he's going to be with us on that Sunday morning. You don't want to miss it. Come on. People are coming in. Oh, we got great singers. Ashley, all the way from Carolina. She will be with us. She will be with us. A phenomenal singer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got the dancers. Dancers are going to be there. Hallelujah. They're twin young girls and dance up under the anointing. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. Singers is going to be there. Praise our God. None other than Mother Cleo. Mother Cleo Weaver. She's going to be in the house singing. Praise our God. Sister Patty Barber is going to be in the house singing. Oh, we've got a great lineup. Just the name of fruit. We got a great lineup. Praise God. You don't want to miss this. Praise our God. Again, the night of royalty. The night of royalty. You don't want to miss it. Again, Apostle Dr. Kenneth Fuller, all the way from, hallelujah, the Chicago area, and people are with him, coming with him. You don't want to miss that. Praise our God. You don't want to miss this day. Praise God. From the surrounding areas. Again, get your ticket. Purchase your ticket. You can see different ones out in the market. You may know that they belong to the Power of Faith. They have tickets. Get your tickets. Get your tickets, and we want to see you at the Night of Royalty. You don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this. This now we're coming back. Praise God. After being for a little while, we've been going down due to the little pandemic thing that happened. But now we're back up on the road, and we're back on the run again. It's going to be something. You won't want to miss it again. See somebody that you may know that belongs to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. You may purchase your ticket. Down in Melbourne, you can see Sister Dewanna Frazier. Those of you that know her, you can see Sister Dewanna Frazier, Sister Angelina. They have tickets. Come on. You don't want to miss it down in that area. Purchase your ticket. Get your ticket. And we want to see you there. Again, 6 o'clock sharp. We will start, and it will be held at the Great Outdoors in Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss it. Praise our God. Amen. We want to say happy birthday to all of you. Amen. This is your month. Amen. September. Praise our God. Lady Watkins got a birthday coming up. Oh, she got a birthday coming up on that this month too. Prophetess Dr. Dabbers, we got the birthday coming up. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Sister Shula got a birthday coming up. Melissa Shula got a birthday coming up. As a matter of fact, her Lady Watkins' birthday is on the same date. Hallelujah. The 27th. Praise God. We want to say already in advance, happy birthday to all of you. All of you, those of you that I don't know, have a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to be encouraged. Again, hold your head up high, because guess what? You're in time for your miracle. You, no matter what it looks like, hold hold your head up high. God is with you. God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He'll be with you until the end. And guess what? The end is not yet. The end is not yet. Your circumstances and what you're going through is about the end. Why? Because he lives and he is on the throne. Who's on the throne? Jesus is on the throne. Come on, somebody. Oh, God, we want to thank God for West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach is going to be in the house. Oh, they're coming. They're coming. Praise our God. They're coming in by the carloads again. They're coming in. They're flying in. Hallelujah. It's going to be something. People of God, we look to see you in the place. Praise our God. Glory to God. We want you to get your tickets. Come on. Get your tickets. Amen. Melbourne, get your tickets. Coco, get your ticket. Come on. Come on, get your tickets. Hallelujah. Titusville. Oh, Titusville. Always show up. Come on, get your ticket. Praise our God. I want to go to the Word of God right quick just to encourage your hearts, to let you know that God is still on the throne. He's still with you no matter what you're going through with. He's still with you. Praise our God. You know, it seems like sometimes the enemy, and we're not glorifying the enemy. The enemy wants you to feel that God is not with you. He wants you to feel that God is forsaking you. He always got something to say, try to convince, come against what God is doing, what God is saying in this hour for us as believers. Excuse me. I want you to know that God's word cannot lie. I want to go to the book of Luke right quick. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're just going to drop a few little lines to you on today. Luke, the fourth chapter. Amen. Luke, the fourth chapter. In the 14th verse, it says, And Jesus returned in the power unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the around about. So Jesus returned. It's time for you to return back to that thing, to let that situation know that, listen, I've got power. I've got the power over every darkness, over every step of the wicked, of what the enemy is trying to do. It's, and Jesus returned. He returned back, praise God, in the spirit. He returned back in the power. See, you got to have power in this hour. You can't be a weak. He told Joshua, come on, be strong, be courageous. Come on, you got to have some power now. Amen. While we're yet going through, you need power. You need power to overcome. You need power to subdue the enemy. You need power today to let the enemy know. Praise God. We told you on a couple of months ago, and he said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So what you need now, you need power. You can't do this on your own. And he just said, just return. He returned. You got to go back and let the enemy know, I've got the power. I got the authority. You don't have the power over me. You don't have the power over me. You don't have, what you would say, control the situation what I'm in. See, the enemy tries to control the situation what you're in. He's trying to tell you that you're not coming out. He's trying to tell you that it's not going to work. He's trying to speak to you to tell you that God's word is void and null over your life. But you got the power and the authority to tell that devil, God, come on, share this, that God has given you. God has not given you the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Come on. But he has given you power. Hallelujah. Somebody need to type it in. I have power. I have the power over the enemy. The enemy does not have the power over you. The enemy does not have that kind of right over your life. Jesus returned. Come on. I want to deal right here. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. He returned. So evidently he once was there. So he returned. This time he didn't return like he left. You don't return back to the situation, come on, like you left. Come on, you return back with power, dunamis power, that's on the inside of you as a believer. Come on, the enemy cannot do anything to you Because why? You possess the power that's on the inside of you. He lives on the inside of us now. He came upon them, but he lives on the inside of you and I. Come on. He lives on the inside of you and I. So therefore, he gives you power. He's giving you the authority. He's giving you the right, come on here, to proclaim. He's giving you the right to subdue. He's giving you the power, come on here, to speak. Come on. I have the power to speak. I have the power to claim. Come on here. I have the power to loose and bind. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't need a binding in heaven. It's already bound in heaven. We need to loose and bind on earth. We have the power and the authority. Praise our God to do it because he's given us power. And it said it went out. You don't have to make fame of yourself. You don't have to make your name lifted up. All you got to do is walk in the power and the authority that God has given you as a believer. Come on here. As a believer, you have the power and the authority. Come on here. To walk in the spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. It says, if we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. God bless you, Dr. Gathers. God bless you, Sister Watkins. Sister Inel. God bless you, Sister Harvey. God bless you. Praise our God. You have the power to walk in it. God bless you, Sister Arlene. Praise God. You have the power and the authority to walk in this as a believer. Praise God. See what it is now. The body of Christ. And I think we mentioned on Friday night, in our Friday night service. The body of Christ. Not nobody. The body of Christ. We really forgot what we possess on the inside of us. The power and the authority. Come on. That he has given to you as a believer. As his child. As his children. He's given you the blood bought right through the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to return to this. Hallelujah. And it says it went out throughout the whole place where Jesus was. It went out. He went out around about him. When you're walking in power, when you're walking in the authority of God, when you holding to the horns of the altar, the enemy knows. He knows whom he knows that. He knows. He knows. He tried to come in. He tried to stop you. He tried to block you. But God has given you the blood bought right as a believer. The power and the authority. Praise our God. Hallelujah. It came. And it came. It came. I'm reminded when Jesus was passing by and blind Bartimaeus cried out. Blind Bartimaeus cried out when Jesus was passing by right over here. Thank God. Right over here. He had the power. Jesus had the power. Come on. Right over here in the book of St. Mark. Praise God. He had the authority. St. Mark 10 and 20 and 46. He said, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho, come on somebody, with his disciples, a great number of people they followed him. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, come on, sat by the highway side begging. Hallelujah. Sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he cried out and said, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. And many charged him, hallelujah, that he shall hold his peace. Come on, people want you to hold your peace. But when you grind and you got the power on you, you can't help it. And many charged him that he shall hold his peace. Come on here. But he cried out the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus had the power. He had the power and he had the authority. Hallelujah. to Esther, blind Bartimaeus. You got the power and the authority on you. When you walk in this kind of power and authority, I told you Jesus returned over here. He returned. He returned back to her because he was in the, he was in the spirit. He had the power. He returned. He returned. The scriptures say he returned in the power of the spirit. See, people recognize and they know that you have the power on you and in you. Why you think people says this all the time to you as believers? Why you think they say, well, pray for me? Why you think they say, well, I know such and such about you? Because why? The power of God speaks in your life. The power of God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to put a Nobel Prize on you. You ain't got to put nothing on you. All you got to do is walk in the power and the authority. And they know that you have power to get a prayer through. I used to hear the original church saying, those of you that know the word of prayer, you know the word of prayer, and you know that it works. Pray for. I hear the original saints say that. Everybody can get a prayer through. Oh, you judging there. No, I'm just saying everybody can't get a prayer through. But you know those that can get a prayer through, that carry that weight and that power, that pray for me. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, I would just wanted to share that with you about blind Bartimaeus, because he recognized that Jesus had the power to heal him. Come on. He recognized. Oh, you say, how did he recognize he had the power to heal him? And he couldn't see. Come on. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Wee. Hallelujah. He had the power to know that with this man, I can't see him, but I heard he's passing by. So what he did was he cried out the more a great deal to get his attention. And it says right here, and Jesus stood still, the 49th verse, and Jesus stood still and commanded, oh my God, and commanded him. To be called, and they called the blind man and said unto him, be of good cheer. He said, be of good cheer. For what? Hallelujah. He calleth thee. Jesus calleth thee. Hallelujah. And he cast away his garment and arose and came to Jesus. Oh my God. See, you ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. But the power that's in you, is going to speak for you and is going to use you. You ain't got to go out. You know, because I just read it say, it went out as a fame about Jesus because he returned in and had the power. You ain't got to go. Like again, you don't have to do nothing. You don't. I've learned this down in my lifetime. It'll speak for you. The power will speak for you. It will put you in places that you would never think you would be in, because the power of God will open up doors. The power of God will bring you in contact. Hallelujah. It will bring you into contact when you're walking in the power and the authority of God. When you are walking in the power, I'm going to say it again, in the authority of God. Come on. It'll open up doors for you. The power will go in and root up everything that's not like God. The power of God. Hallelujah. The power of God. The power of God is so important. Praise God. Like I said again earlier, he said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So come on. You shall be witnesses. Come on. And to Judea and to the most a part of the world. That's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't need nothing else. What you said, what you mean? I'm talking about in the spirit. We don't need nothing else. We don't need no tricks. We don't need no gimmicks. We don't need no, we need the power of the Holy Ghost in us. And we'll begin to see and experience the mighty move of God once we have the power like that. I'm reminded in the book of Acts when Jesus told him to go into the upper room. He said, go up into the upper room, hallelujah, and wait there. Wait till you were be endowed with power. We're talking about power today. Be endowed with power from on high. walking, but we don't have no power. We're talking, but we don't have no power and authority of speaking. The power that he's given to us. He told him to go up there, wait there until you were being down with power from on high. And after they waited, and the Bible said, it came in like a mighty rushing wind. The power of God, it came in like a mighty rushing wind. And what it did, it filled the house. Oh, when the power is in the house, it fills every area in your life. When the power is on you, praise our God. It filled the house where they were sitting in. Praise God. And it, hallelujah, see, glory. Oh, watch it, watch it. Hallelujah. It sit upon them, the power. It sit upon them. They begin to speak with unknown tongue. And the power of God is so radiant in your life. Oh, my time is getting ready to close. It's getting closer here. But I'm talking about the power that's in you when you walk in the power, when you return in the power, hallelujah, to that situation, in that situation that you're going through, and you return with power over that. You got power over it. You got power over it. You're not in there by yourself. Why? Use the power. Use the authority that's in you. I wanted to hit these three scriptures here. Praise our God. Jesus returned. He returned in the power of the Spirit. Come on. Blind Bartimaeus, recognize. Hallelujah. They try to stop it. They try to stop it from crying out. But oh, when the power of God, you ain't got to say nothing. Just walk in the power. Just walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, you can't go wrong when you walk in the Spirit. You can't go wrong. You can't be led wrong when you're walking in the Spirit. Talking in the Spirit. You're not even afraid when you're walking in the Spirit. I got 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Praise our God. 1 minute left. I want to encourage all of you, somebody that may just be tuning in and don't know Jesus and the pardon of their sins. But I want to let you know all you got to do is what? According to the scripture, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. If you believe that, you confess that, you're saved. What you need to do is find your Bible-based teaching church that's teaching the word of God. Listen, I got to go. Get in there. And you'll grow. And go. Listen, got to go. Until what? Friday. Same time. Same station. Guess what you got to do? Walk in the power. Amen? Keep the power. God bless you. Bless your hearts. God bless.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.